The Phillies trying to play the role of spoiler, hosting the Dodgers. LA trying to move closer to clinching the NL West title. Pick up the action in the first. Chris Taylor at the dish. Second pitch of the game facing Nick Pivetta.
The ball's hit well out toward left center field. Odubel Herrera going back toward the wall. He has some room. It's off the top of the wall. And this is going to be trouble. This is going to be an inside the park home run standing for Chris Taylor.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on. Line deep. Left field. Altair turns. It's gone.
Most doubles, most homers by a long stretch. Down on strikes for the second time.
Getting through five in his career here this year. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him.
In the air to left field. That ball is crushed. It is gone. What a grand. A grand slam by Aaron Altair.
He kicks the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And the Phillies beat the Dodgers in the opener.
Hector Neris hangs on for his 22nd save as the Phillies surprise the Dodgers, taking it 4-3. Clayton Kershaw drops to just 3-5 in his career against the Phillies as he allows his first career grand slam. The Phillies surprise the Dodgers. Manager Pete Mackanin spoke after.
Well, that was fun. Anytime you beat Kershaw, it's really nice to see. Pivetta started off a little shaky, obviously, in that first inning, but he settled down and had a real good next five innings. He pitched very well four hits, two runs, and eight strikeouts. He really looked good. And the thing I like about him is he really thinks he's good. He really believes in himself. He doesn't quit, and he keeps battling, and that's the thing I like about him the most. The grand slam, Altair just that was a bomb. It was good to see it upper deck. I think that's somebody told me that's the first grand slam that Kershaw has given up in his career. And it's great to beat a team like the Dodgers, as good as a team as they have. But also, you know, pitching and defense wins games, and there was some outstanding play. Franco made a great backhanded play. Freddie made a great play to his left. Crawford made that barehander, which was huge. He made another nice-looking play. And defense and pitching helps you win games, and the bullpen did another fine job. It means a lot. You know, we've been playing pretty well over the last month and getting some big hits. Altair, obviously, a big hit. The pitching's been outstanding. The bullpen's been outstanding, and they continue to do so. It really picks the guys up. Everybody's full of energy, and it's a lot of fun going down the stretch.
Aaron Altair connects on the first grand slam ever hit off Clayton Kershaw. He talked to the media after.
Yeah, I mean, I'd gotten beat the first two at bats, so I was just telling myself, don't get beat, and just whatever you do, just don't get beat. And you threw a ball where I was looking, and I was able to hit it well. So, just preparation, just knowing what you're doing going into the at bat.
In order to win a game against a guy like Clayton Kershaw, who was very good tonight, you have to do the little things. Ty Kelly gets the leadoff walk, and then Freddie gets the bloop single. Reese works a walk and really worked it, and passes the baton to you, and you take advantage. That's how teams win ball games, and you guys were able to do that tonight.
Yeah, definitely did all the little things. What you said, and then, of course, JP coming big with that play in the eighth. That was huge. You know, we played good defense, good at bats, and that's how we win ball games like that. So, hats off to the rest of the team, and they did a great job, and stuck with it, and we were able to get this win.
You have two grand slams in your career. One's an inside the park grand slam. One's a second decker here at Citizens Bank. Which one's better?
Over the fence is a lot better than having to run away the whole 360 feet. But they're both great. Thank God for being able to have a chance to get both of those.
The series against the Dodgers continues on Tuesday. Aaron Nola on the hill.